Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Ranking Member. And this has been a challenging process that Mr. Peterson and I have worked through. We began the effort to craft the next Farm Bill while Colin was still chairman of the committee and I was the ranking member. We held hearings across the country. We held hearings in committee. We took input from every conceivable direction and source. We began diligently to educate our members, to build a consensus, to prepare, ultimately to bring this very important comprehensive bill to the floor of the House of Representatives. I think in both our markup a year ago and our markup not that many weeks ago in committee, we achieved consensus. A majority, not all, but a majority of both Democrats and Republicans voted for the bill and voted to recommend it go to the floor. In the time from there until consideration on the floor, of course, it's no longer the committee's product. It's the product of the House. It's subject to the amendments and the rules and structure that this good committee and the United States House puts forth and the decisions of the representatives on the floor. The final product did not, on that occasion, at that moment, with the amendments that had been included, pass the muster of a majority of my colleagues. I must say, in all respect, Colin was and is a great help in this process, but the bottom line is, when you're the chairman, when you're a member of the majority, when it's your bill on the floor, when it's your request to your colleagues, it's your chin that gets bopped when you go down. And I stood there and looked all of you in good faith, explained where we were coming from, and I took that bop on the chin. That's my job. And I cannot criticize my ranking member. That's my job. Now, that said, Colin and I think, understand that we have a responsibility to fulfill our assignment of enacting comprehensive agricultural and nutrition policy. Now, we've been on a roller coaster in the days since that floor vote, and it's taken some twists and turns. I would simply suggest, from my perspective to the committee, that I view this first of inevitably two bills that will be brought before this committee as the best possible alternative we have to crafting comprehensive policy. I respect the opinions and the issues and the concerns of all of my colleagues, but ultimately, working with all 434 of you, I've got to achieve a majority consensus. And as was demonstrated a couple of weeks ago, that's a very difficult thing. My request for you to provide a rule and allow H.R. 2642 to go to the floor, what some folks back home will say is a farm bill, simply reflects that rationale. Maybe the old dynamic of how we've done things since 1965 is not valid anymore. Maybe it's time to try something different. That reflects this effort. But I would say to you, as noted by the chairman, the bill before you, with the exception of the absence of the nutrition title and the change in the status of permanent law, is the document that was amended and considered on the floor in good faith. I would hope that, given an opportunity, the body would move it forward at some opportune moment in the near future. But I will give my word to the committee, and I stand by my word, and I cannot pledge anybody else. We on the committee will make a good faith effort as quick as we possibly can to craft a nutrition title. It may not make everybody happy on either side of the room, but we will try. We want to fulfill our obligations. But once again, it will be up to the subject and the decision of the members of the committee as a whole. And if we are successful, through the guidance of the Rules Committee, the opinion of the floor of the House as a whole, but whatever happens, we need to pass a vehicle to get to conference with the Senate so we can ultimately put the final product together. I'm just asking for an opportunity to finish my work. I ask it respectfully of all of you.